Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. I come to lift Jesus up. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I am joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm glad about it. What about you? Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Just give it unto him. And he will work it out. Amen. Jesus will work it out. He will fix it. And he'll do any and exceeding and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Because he is God and there's none like him. And beside him, there's none other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking today about overcoming evil with good. Overcoming evil with good. Our scripture is coming out of the 12th chapter of Romans. Romans 12, and we're going to begin reading at the 9th verse. Romans 12 and 9 reads, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing, instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, and giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate, and be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. And if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting your name on high. We thank you, Father God, for you are God, and beside you there is none other. We come right now asking you, Father God, to forgive us of our sins, and we ask that you will help us to overcome evil with good. Father God, let us love our enemies. Help us to have that love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. It's a heart, have a heart of God, and to have the love of God dwelling richly in our souls, that we may love our enemies. Because, Father God, sometimes we hurt from the pain that they have caused us, our enemies. But we said, you said in spite of, we have to love them. So help us to love. Give us that loving spirit and that loving and kind spirit by your power and your grace and your mercy. And help us, Father God, to do your will and to do it your way, so that when you come and we hear you call our name, say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, and to now and to the joy of the Lord." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let love be without dissimulation, and abhor that which is evil, but cleave to that which is good. Oftentimes, we encounter people that have hurt us and have done things to us that have caused us tremendous pain. But God said he's telling us to overcome evil with good. If we walk in the spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. And so we want to ask God to give us that we may not sin against him, and that we are not possessed with demonic spirits, because we know there are different spirits out here in this world, and we want to make sure that we make our calling and our election sure. We don't want to be caught with our works undone, and we don't want to be have the wrath of God come upon us, children of disobedience. We want to be dear children to God. So he tells us in his word, obedience is better than sacrifice. And if we delight ourselves in him, he give us the desires of our heart. He wants us to overcome evil with good. And he wants us to try to render evil for evil. This is what he's telling us in the 12th chapter of Romans. But in the 13th chapter of Romans, in the 10th verse, it reads, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." So, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. But let us walk, Easter of Romans in the 13th verse, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Overcome evil with good. We are to always show love and kindness to our brothers and sisters. But Jesus tells us in the Word of God to do especially good to them that are of the household of faith. A lot of times people put their mouth on people, or they can kill them spiritually with their tongue. And it can bring death unto your soul, because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So we have to watch and pray. Watch how we treat one another. Watch how we talk to one another. What do we say to one another? And what do we do to one another? Love our enemy. Overcome evil with good. The Bible tells us if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him water to drink. And if he's naked, clothe him. A lot of times we see people come into the house of God that have on maybe clothes that we don't feel that's appropriate for the house of God. And so we may, or they may not be smelling real good or looking real nice. So what we do is we cast them out to the side, or we overlook them. No. Jesus wants us to love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. God is love. And Jesus says, how can we say we love him when we've never seen him, and we see our brothers every day and we don't love them? Come evil with good. Anything that you see in life that may have a negative connotation to it, always look to find the good in that negative situation. Because Jesus, see, what the devil meant for bad, Jesus said, what? He turned it around for our good. Amen. So everything there's a purpose. Ecclesiastes tells us there's a purpose for everything under the sun. It's a time and purpose for everything under the sun. So if Jesus allowed it, then so be it. Go with it. Jesus said all the powers that be are ordained by him, because he's God. He allows everything, any and everything to take place, all the powers that be. Where you are, who you work for, who's your landlord, he says all of those powers, he says, are ordained by him. All the powers that be are ordained by God. So we need to recognize and respect what God allows. You know that song, accept what God allows. Hallelujah. Yes, accept it, what God allows. A lot of times we don't understand it. We don't like it. We choose not to deal with it. But I have learned, listeners and saints, I have learned over the years to ask God to help me to accept the things I cannot change. And Jesus Christ has helped me to do just that. Because there are things in life that I encounter that I have to work, deal with every day, work with people that I choose really not to work with or want to work with, but I have to show love. And I have to overcome evil with good. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to think you are the sweetest thing since peaches and cream or banana pudding. Hey, it's okay. accept what God allows, and overcome evil with good. You know, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and he pitied my every groan. And as long as trouble lies, I'm going to hasten to God's throne. And Romans 12 and 13 just really goes so well today. Romans 13 and 1 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained by God. That's Romans 13 and 1. So whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. That's right. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the saints. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake up out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. So a lot of times people that we God have placed over us or allowed to rule over us in certain situations in life, a lot of times you may not like that situation, and it doesn't seem to be something that you really want to do. But Jesus, he says, all the powers that be, I've ordained, whether you like it or not, it's what God allows. Do what he's asking you to do. Give honor to whom honor is due. Give tribute to whom tribute is due. See, render no man evil for evil. Overcome evil with good. Jesus is a loving and a kind Savior. He loves us so much, he wants us to have the best because he is the Lord. He says the earth is his and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. There's nothing in this earth that we cannot possess because as inheritors of the kingdom of God, we have a right and access to everything that's in the earth. God said we don't have to have money to buy things. He'll just give us favor with man. And God said, give, and it shall be given back unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men do what? Give and press into your bosom. So we get what we have, we put out. If we put out evil, evil's coming back. Jesus says, no, no, no. Render no man evil for evil. Overcome evil with good. Amen. Amen. So we have to take heed to what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Jesus wants us to be dear children and obedient, to walk worthy in this vocation wherewith we've been called. He told us, he says, whom he foreknew, he predestined. Who he predestined, he called. Who he called, he justified. And who he justified, he glorified. Overcome evil with good. I thank and praise God for him for knowing me before my predestiny. He foreknew me. And then he called me after he predestined me. And then he justified me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To have man's approval, we need God's approval. What did Jesus say? You know that cliche, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? If God be pleased, if he's for you, he's more than the world against you. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, be still and know that he is God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We don't want to do this during the holidays when we're thinking that, oh, we're supposed to be nice and have to everyone and have peace on earth. No, this is every day. Jesus said his mercies are renewed daily. Jesus is so merciful. He's compassionate. He forgives us, and then he forgives us again, and he forgives us again. He gives us more than a second chance. He's a God of a fourth, fifth, or infinite number of chances. Only if we repent of our sins, like we talked last Saturday, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If we turn, he says, humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, he said, and seek his face. If we, he said, we would hear from heaven and he would heal our land. Call by my name. Would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. He says, and humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways. He said, then they will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then they'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal the land. See, Jesus is saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what we talked about last Saturday. Now he's telling us, overcome evil with good. We know that Jesus is a very present help in the time of trouble. It's so much going on in the land. So much division, so much evil, so much wickedness and perversion and things that are not of God and that's not holy. He says, overcome evil with good. Jesus is the great I am. You know, I love him. He first loved me. And when we love Jesus because he just Jesus and he just didn't have to forgive you, but he did, that's enough to shout about. That's enough to run about. People think you crazy when some people, they see other people running in the church. You don't know what God has done for that person. I have an aunt. Anytime somebody gives a testimony, she asks them, do you need me to run for you? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you need me to run for you? Let God be true. Enemies be scattered. See, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. God is not a man that he should lie. God's word is not going to return to him void. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Everything hidden shall be revealed. And Jesus tells us what? Be sure. Your sins will find you out. dead or alive, your sins will find you out. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, tells us. Amen. And in the 4th chapter, in the 13th verse, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's right. And there's nothing that we cannot do with the help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to be a sweet and smelling savor to our Lord Jesus Christ, well-pleasing unto him. Amen. Amen. He's wonderful, wonderful. My God is to me. He's a mighty God, Prince of Peace, and awesome God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. He's wonderful, wonderful, my God is to me. He's a mighty God, Prince of Peace. God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. Mighty God. Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. Awesome God is he. Yes, he is. Try Jesus. Have you tried Jesus? He's all right. You heard that song. Have you tried Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried my Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried Jesus, he's all right, he's all right, he's all right. I love him on the day. Do you? Let's listen to what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Let's take heed. Let's do what the Word is telling us to do. Overcome evil with good. Let's repent of our sin, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Let's be ready for when Jesus comes. And let's not be caught with our works undone. Amen. Amen. God bless you.